At KVGC News, time is now 7 minutes after the hour. Well, this early season heat wave will continue with triple digits today and temperatures in the 90s throughout the week. The National Weather Service has issued an excessive heat warning for the Mother Lode, the Central Sierra, and the Valley until 9 o'clock tomorrow. Additionally, a heat advisory will be in effect for the foothills from noon Wednesday through Wednesday evening. The hottest afternoon will likely be today, Memorial Day. There will be widespread moderate to high heat risk throughout the area over the next few days. Heat-related illnesses such as heat exhaustion and heat stroke can occur due to prolonged exposure to hot temperatures. The most vulnerable include the children and the elderly, those without air conditioning, and those with chronic ailments. So be sure to drink plenty of fluids. Stay in an air-conditioned room if you can. Stay out of the sun and check up on relatives and neighbors, especially elderly relatives and neighbors. I'm about ready to call my brother to check on him. Young children and pets should never be left unattended in a vehicle under any circumstances as well. Take extra precautions if you work or spend time outside. Whenever possible, reschedule strenuous activities to early morning or evenings. And as we always say, be sure you have a bowl of clear, cool water in the yard for our four-legged furry friends.
And California's power grid operator said it's not anticipating energy supply outages over the next few days, as temps are expected to soar to triple digits in the state's interior. Over the weekend, the California Independent System Operator, CAISO, said in a statement, there's enough electricity to serve the expected spike in demand, but it will monitor the grid closely in case it needs to call on the public to conserve. Now, the ISO says the state is better prepared to avoid last summer's rotating blackouts. However, they caution the power grid of the nation's most populous state still vulnerable to extreme heat waves that could force more outages. As high pressure builds over the region through the week, triple-digit temps for the valleys and 90s in the foothills will put a draw on the system with more air conditioner usage, putting a strain on the grid.
And CAL FIRE Dispatch reported a vegetation fire yesterday in the Douglas Flat area. Reported around 10:30 as a vehicle accident. First responders discovered the roadside blaze. The flames broke out in brush along Camp 9 Road near Ponderosa Way off Parrots Ferry Road above some water tanks. Crews were able to stop the forward progress on what was dubbed the Skunk Fire just after 1 in the afternoon. Steep and rocky terrain made it difficult for firefighters to get a hose line around the blaze. Approximately 4 to 5 acres were burned and no structures were threatened. Camp 9 Road was closed at Parrots Ferry Road as well as at the Camp 9 bypass during the incident. Crews remained on scene for a couple of hours working towards full containment and mopping up. What ignited the fire is under investigation.
And Memorial Day, the traditional start to the summer travel season. And as always, California roads bustling with activity. Again, CHP holding a max enforcement period that is ongoing, will continue through midnight this evening. As always, they'll be focusing on any traffic violators, but especially looking for those not using seatbelts or driving under the influence. Now, approximately 78% of people killed in crashes within CHP's jurisdiction during last Memorial Day max enforcement not wearing seatbelts. Statewide, at least 31 people died in a crash during the holiday weekend. In addition, CHP officers made 854 arrests for impaired driving during the 78-hour traffic safety campaign. All available CHP officers are out enforcing traffic safety laws. Again, watching carefully for distracted drivers, those impaired by drugs or alcohol, and those not wearing seatbelts.
Well, Amador Public Health will hold a Pfizer COVID-19 vaccination clinic this coming Tuesday, that's tomorrow, at the Health and Human Services Building from noon to 4. Eligibility for this clinic includes those 12 years of age and older. To register for an appointment, visit MyTurn's website at myturn.ca.gov. Anyone under the age of 18 must be accompanied by a parent or legal guardian or bring a completed consent form signed by the parent or legal guardian with them. Again, this clinic tomorrow will be with the Pfizer vaccine and is open to those 12 and older. The clinic held at the Health and Human Services Building on Conductor Boulevard off of Lower Ridge. Just drive around to the back of the building and follow the signs.
And Sutter Amateur Hospital holding a blood drive this Thursday, 9:30 to 3:30 at the hospital on Mission Boulevard in Jackson, using blood mobiles. That's right, blood mobiles will be located in the hospital parking lot. Now again, it's from 9:30 to 3:30 this Thursday, but they will be closed for lunch from 10:45 to 11:45. To make an appointment, call Vitalant 866-822-5663 or visit them online, vitalant.org. Please bring photo ID, eat well and drink plenty of water. Donors must wear a mask or face covering. 16 years old, must have a signed Vitalant parental consent form. You can find on the internet there at the website, vitalant.org. And again, if you have any questions, you can call 877-258-4825. Again, the blood drive will be held this Thursday, 9:30 to 3:30 at the hospital.
And that, my friends, is a look at local news on this Gold Country Monday, Memorial Day for 2021. From the KVGC News Center,
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, you can always visit our website. That's KVGCRadio.com.